The Senate will come to order. Senator Murphy.
Good morning, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is under call. Senator Murphy for a motion.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, if you be so kind, in our tradition, we stand for prayer. And today's chaplain is Reverend Amanda Luneman from Grace United Methodist Church in Burnsville. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Universal God, we come before you today as stewards of a trust far greater than ourselves. In this chamber, we may sit on different sides of the aisle, but we are bound by something deeper. Our shared love and duty to serve the people of Minnesota with wisdom, courage, and integrity. Remind us of that moment, O God, each of us first felt the call to public service, not for personal gain, not for power, but because we believed in that something greater than ourselves. We believed in a dream for a better world, one that was possible through wise and compassionate governance. Spirit of new vision, break through the walls that we build. Help us to see beyond division. Empower us to embrace an expansive third way where wisdom and not pride shape our decisions, where integrity and not partisanship guide our debates, where humility and not ambition remind us of a fundamental truth that no law we pass, no policy we uphold is more powerful than the hearts and the hopes of the people that we serve. Inspire our memory to know that history will not measure us by how loudly we fought, but by how faithfully we work together. Inspire us to govern not for ourselves, but for preserving the enduring ideals of liberty, justice, and unity that stand the test of time in your immense being. So soften our hearts, O Holy One, and let your light guide us forward as elected civil servants of Minnesota, reminding us that the greatest legacy that we can leave is one of healing and unity, not harm and division. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fattay, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson-Stewart, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupik, Lang, Letts, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Murphy, Nelson, Umoverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you'd like to follow along, I am reading from the Senate agenda dated March 10, 2025. We will begin at the third order of business, which is messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 124, 129, and 286. Signed, Patrick Duffy Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. We will now proceed to the fourth order of business, which is first reading of House bills. The House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, will now proceed to the fifth order of business, which is reports of committees. Senator Murphy for a motion to adopt the committee reports.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the adoption of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the eighth order of business, which is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. Members, we have a couple changes today. If you look at page number one, you will see Senate file number 2287. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. If you go to page number two, you'll see Senate file number 2298. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention. If you go to page number three, you will see Senate file number 2311. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. If you go to page number five, you will see Senate file number 2322, that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. On the same page, if you look at Senate file number 2324, that bill has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. Members, if you go to page number seven, page number six, before we get to page number seven, page number six, you will see Senate file number 2334. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Now, if you go to page number seven, you'll see Senate file number 2350. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. If you go to page number nine, you will see Senate file number 2368. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. If you go to page number 10, you'll see Senate file number 2373. That bill has been referred to the committee on, 2372. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. If you go to page number 12, you'll see Senate file number 2387. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Education Policy. And last, and certainly not least, if you look on page number 13, you'll see Senate file number 2394, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. As I mentioned, members, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members will now go to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. I am now calling on Senator Housley for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file number 2084 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and returned to its author, me.
Thank you, Senator Housley. Senator Housley moves that Senate file number 2084 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and returned to the author. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senate Resolution number 17 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Members, and no action is required. We will now go to the 13th order of business, which is announcements of Senate interest. Any announcements of Senate interest? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. That will be Senator Jung, Senator Fate, Senator Lang, Senator Weisenberg, and Senator Westrum. Now I'm going to Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate that. This last weekend was an exciting weekend for Minnesotans, and especially Minnesota hockey fans across the state, where they held the Class 2 and the Class 1 boys hockey tournaments. I'm excited to report East Grand Forks was able to take home the title of the town that I live in right now. And so we've got a championship team coming back up there. So really exciting time there. The other thing, I don't know what happened in the Red River Valley this last weekend, but we got another championship team in the 2A tournament as well. And I know Senator Kupek was pretty excited about that as well, too. So a really exciting time in Minnesota. I just wanted to give them a shout out and congratulations to the Green Wave.
Senator Kupek.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Johnson, as well for that. Yes, the Moorhead Spuds. For the ninth time was the charm for the Spuds, and they are now state champions. Also, thank you to Senators Duckworth, Housley, and Mann, as well, for graciously donning today the orange and black jersey that I am also wearing. One note. There were over 20,000 fans in attendance at the XL Energy Center on Saturday night, and that was greater than any NHL game that night, all for high school hockey. So hockey is alive and well in Minnesota. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other announcements of Senate interest before I go to Senator Murphy? I want to make sure that I am not forgetting anyone. Seeing none, Senator Murphy for a motion.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 13th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.